body, which is, of course, the church. In this sacrament, Christ is not offered up to his Father, nor any real sacrifice made at all for the remission of sins of the quick and the dead, but only a commemoration of that one offering up of himself by himself upon the cross once for all, and a spiritual oblation of all possible praise unto God for the same. Chapter 3, or paragraph 3. The Lord Jesus has in this ordinance appointed his ministers to declare his word of institution to the people, to pray, bless the elements of bread and wine, and thereby set them apart from a common to a holy use, and to take and break the bread, to take the cup, and they communing also themselves, to give both to the communicants, but to none who are not then present in the congregation. Paragraph 5. The outward elements in this sacrament, duly set apart to the uses ordained by Christ, have such relation to him crucified as that truly, yet sacramentally only, they are sometimes called by the name of the things they represent, to wit, the body and blood of Christ. Albeit in substance and nature, they still remain truly and only bread and wine. Paragraph 7. Worthy receivers, outwardly partaking of the visible elements in this sacrament, do then also inwardly by faith, really and indeed, yet not carnally and corporally, but spiritually, it's not in a fleshly way, receive and feed upon Christ crucified, and all the benefits of his death, the body and blood of Christ being then not corporally nor carnally in with or under the bread or wine, yet as really but spiritually present to the faith of the believers in that ordinance, as the elements themselves are present to their outward senses. And then the final paragraph, who ought to partake or who ought not. Although ignorant and wicked men receive the outward elements in this sacrament, yet they receive not the things signified thereby, meaning, of course, all the blessings, but by their unworthy coming thereunto are guilty of the body and blood of the Lord to their own damnation. Wherefore all ignorant and ungodly persons, as they are unfit to enjoy communion with him, so they are unworthy of the Lord's table, cannot partake without great sin against Christ, while they remain such, partake of these holy mysteries, or be admitted thereunto. So this ordinance is not for sinless people. It's not for perfect people. It's for people who understand their sinful estate, have acknowledged Christ as our only Savior and Redeemer, who have sought forgiveness for their sins, who have exercised the grace of faith and repentance, and who desire to be strengthened in their walk with Christ and in their relationship to Him. So if you have a belief in Christ but have never been baptized, have never joined a Bible-believing church, have never publicly professed faith in Christ, you ought not to partake, as you ought not to partake if there's some sin in your life for which you're unwilling to seek God's grace to repent, to turn from it. But this is for sinners saved by grace. And it's my blessing and privilege as your servant to remind you this is for the sheep of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his finished work, who come to this table in faith and thankfulness for what he accomplished and finished on the cross. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you have clearly commanded us to partake of this supper on the terms of our Redeemer, who himself established it the night of his betrayal, even your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that this morning that you will enable us to partake joyously with a sense of wonder that you'll enable us to partake gladly and thankfully, that you'll enable us to partake with such faith that our hearts will be encouraged and strengthened in our walk, to participate with desire to honor Christ and to express gratitude to Him by the pursuit of holiness in the power of His grace and finished work. So we set aside these elements, we pray. May you be pleased to use them mightily to improve our remembrance of what Christ did and finished. And we ask you so to bless for your glory, your honor, Christ's glory, Christ's honor. And we ask this all in Christ's name. Amen. Our Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, as I ministering in his stead have done, and broken this bread. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you. I ask you please to hold the elements till all have been served." Taken the bread and addressed its significance symbolically in saying, "This is my body which is broken for you," he then said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Take and eat." In like manner, after they had eaten, he took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for many for the remission of sin." Thank you. Is it possible to be too often reminded that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin? I think not. And so may God give us the grace to appreciate afresh the words of our Savior when he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for many, for the remission of sin." And then he said to them, "Do this in remembrance of me, drink ye all of it." O Lord our God, our sins are great, but your grace is greater. How glorious is your provision for our souls. And Lord, as we live in the midst of a busy, secular, fleshly world, will you enable us, Father, to be in it, but not of it. To be conscious, and that conspicuously so, of what Jesus did for us so long ago in his earthly ministry and then his suffering and death on the cross. Please give us hearts that ponder this, that reflect upon it. Oh yes, Lord, that remember it well. And respond wisely and fully and righteously in faith and repentance. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to use our participation in this ordinance of Christ to renew us, to strengthen us, to refresh us in the faith, to grant us a recommitment to walk in holiness and in godliness for the honor of Christ and the glory of his name. We pray that you will use this to strengthen us individually in our walk, that you will use this to strengthen us corporately as a body of Christ, that you will use this and employ our partaking, Lord, to bring more honor to yourself, even in not just our worship, but what we do through the week and the month that lies ahead. So we commit this to you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you did indeed go to the cross, and we thank you that you ordained this remembrance and reminder. May we employ it well and fully, for we plead this, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.